What's up, guys? Thanks for joining me for episode 12 of Northern Tracks Outdoors. I'm your host, Amanda Shields. So, as I said last week, opening of fishing starts on Saturday. So, this week's episode is about fishing. I'm so excited about this coming up weekend, being able to fish again, drive around, hit different little creeks and ponds and lakes and stuff like that. I'm super excited. I don't have my boat ready like I said I was going to, and I didn't trap as many minnows as I had planned, but my tackle box is beyond organized. It is organized like it's never been before. I have my old baits, my new baits, and some fun new things that I hope that will actually bring me luck this year. My grandparents gave me some tackle they use when they used to go fishing a lot. And I have everything from old rattlers to cool keepsake lures. One of them is a miniature Budweiser can lure called a Big Bud lure. And another one is just a metal-shaped piece that looks like a bottle that has just a hook attached to the end of it. So I'm pretty excited to use these through this next year to see what brings me luck and what doesn't. Opening of fishing gets me excited for just about as much as hunting season does. As the summer goes on, my schedule gets a little bit more crazy, so I try to get out as much as I can, but not as much as I'd like to. We'll probably hop in the truck with the dog and go to all the fishing spots we can just to cast offshore from instead of getting caught in the bustle of trying to get a boat in the water from a landing. It's supposed to be raining on Saturday with a high of 62, so hopefully the rain will go away and it'll just be sunny and in the 60s. But it's Wisconsin. You can't rely on a weather report for next to nothing because, well, it's Wisconsin. I figure with this episode, I'll tell you some of my favorite fishing stories from when I was a kid to stories closer to today. And I'll start with one of my favorites. I actually made a blog post about this when I first published my blog, but I'll tell you anyway. It was opening a fishing weekend, and I think I was about 9 years old. And as I said, the weather forecast you can't rely on. The weather said it was going to be beautiful, but it was awful outside. My dad woke me up early, super excited to take his favorite fishing buddy, his 9-year-old daughter, and we got out there, and it just smelled like rain, that real thick. It gets so humid, too, up here when it's about to rain. And he loaded the truck up. We headed out to a creek where we knew the ice would be off. There was still ice out on the lakes that year. And within 2 casts, it started to rain. But my dad was prepared because my mom had made a list. So as soon as it did, we put our raincoats on. And as soon as we got our raincoats on, it started to snow. My dad and I just looked at each other and started to laugh. What else could you do? The first weekend of May, and the forecast is supposed to be beautiful, and it's snowing. We ended up casting a few more times and ended up calling it a day, and we didn't even get one bite. It was a terrible day for fishing, but every day out fishing is just another memory you add to your memory bank. My dad and I didn't catch a single fish, but it's one of those memories that's always going to stick out to me. Just the worst luck possible. Trying to go fishing, can't even get a bite, and we're not prepared for what Mother Nature tosses at us. Another all-time favorite time for me of fishing was with my mom and dad, and my dad was on his way walking over toward us through the woods over to where we were fishing at, and my mom had a fish on, and she was reeling and reeling, and we could see it was a nice eater walleye, and she got it up to the edge of the water there, and her line snapped. And the walleye was just as shocked as we were that she lost him right next to the shore, and he was just sitting there. It took my mom, which, if any of you listening know my mom, or if this is my mom listening, hi, Mom, I love you. I'm telling this story. but if you know my mom, you wouldn't even be slightly surprised that she did this. It took her about a millisecond to drop her fishing pole and leap towards the walleye to try to grab him with her hands. And instead of grabbing the fish, she missed, and because he started to swim away, and my mom ended up just going for a swim. And my dad and I are now standing side by side, and we don't know whether to laugh or to go start the truck because our little adventure just came to a screeching halt. But my mom stood up in the water in complete disbelief what just happened, and she just started laughing. And pretty soon, we're all laughing at what just happened, because of course this happened. It wouldn't have been a typical family outing if something like this hadn't gone amok, like my mom going for an impromptu swim. I think that the best part of the whole story is she saw the walleye and thought no doubt she was going to be able to reach it out and grab him. And honestly, the walleye was so close, I would have done the exact same thing. I think anybody who was in that situation would have at least tried. Because this fish was in, his back was out of the water. He was in like 2 inches of water total. But the walleye had other plans. To coax her close enough to the water's edge, let go, or break the line, perfect timing, and he totally got his payback for almost becoming a walleye fillet on one of our dinner plates. My uncle is probably one of the top 10 fishermen that I know. No, not top 10. He's in the top 3 best fishermen I know. He can cast and catch a walleye after walleye after walleye, it seems, every cast. Him and I went out fishing one day, and he told me to cast in a certain spot because, according to him, it was a honey hole. And I casted, and I casted over and over again for at least 2 dozen times before I cast my line somewhere else. And he came over and said, "Watch this. Cast it in the same spot that I was just casting over and over again, and with one cast, pulled up a 20-inch walleye." So those are the kind of people that I want to go fishing with. So we're going to have a great time on Saturday, get the whole group together and go drive around, hit different spots just offshore. It's going to be a blast. Open water fishing is a blast. And finally, we actually get to see that bright thing up in the sky again. And it's starting to get warmer and warmer out, other than the fact that it snowed a little bit today. It's still getting warmer out. I'm ready for those summer months to come, with hopefully more fishing occupying my weekends more than ever. I have quite a few adventures on my list that I want to do this summer for open water fishing, so that's pretty exciting too. I hope everyone going out fishing on Saturday at least gets one nice walleye or whatever fish you're targeting. As I said, I'm super stoked about this weekend, and hopefully the weather clears up. But if not, that's okay too. I'll still be fishing. Thanks for joining me for episode 12. It's hard to believe that opening of fishing is already starting this next weekend, but it's that time of year. So, tight lines to everyone going out fishing. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll talk at you guys next week.